post on X by Dylan Allman today, January 31st, 2026. The moment you find yourself moving in lockstep with a mass, repeating its talking points, dismissing inconvenient facts, defending contradictions and rationalizing betrayals, you have completely surrendered your mind. This kind of thinking is profoundly limiting. It shrinks the human experience down to a narrow corridor of approved beliefs and sanctioned emotions. You trade your full spectrum of perception for a sense of belonging. You lose nuance, depth, curiosity, and the strange joy of discovering you were wrong. Liberty lives in the capacity to question without requiring permission. A liberated mind can hold two opposing ideas at once without panicking or collapsing into dogma. It can sit with tension, uncertainty, and incomplete answers. This is how reality gets examined rather than rehearsed. A liberated mind carries its own authority, and that is precisely why every system tries to cage it. We're going to talk about this post and how true it actually is right here on Liberty Tunes on reallibertymedia.com. Turn it up, feel the sound, break the chains. Your voice, your choice, no data in vain. Liberty Tunes, where the free arts collide. Welcome back to Liberty Tunes. I'm Uncle Bonehead, in case this is the first time you've ever heard the show. This is not a normal show. The normal show is done live on realibertymedia.com, but we're doing a bunch of restructuring on the server side of things on the radio station. So this is not going to be recorded live. This is... It's as live as it's going to get, I guess. I'm recording it, and I'm going to keep it as close to being the way it is on live. It's typically a two-hour show, just because I talk a lot. But anyways, we're going to talk about this tweet from... They're not still called tweets now. They're posts, I guess, from Dylan Allman on X. This is not Twitter no more. Twitter. Anyways, I kind of called the episode today Psychology of the Caged Mind. And you'll see what I'm talking about in that all in due time. But like I said, today we're looking at the humanity, or the lack thereof, in our current political landscape today. Dylan Allman posted on X this morning that really hit the nail on the head. He said, the moment you find yourself moving in lockstep with a mass, repeating its talking points, dismissing inconvenient facts, defending contradictions, you have completely surrendered your mind. He's right. We're seeing that surrender play out in real time in Minneapolis. Let's talk about Alex Pretty, however you pronounce his name. He was a VA nurse, an ICU nurse, a guy who spent his days literally keeping people alive. On January 24th, he was shot in the back by a federal agent. He's now dead. I don't care whose side you're on. I don't care if you're... the MAGA zombie left, or if you're the Democrat zombie right, or vice versa, however you want to pronounce that. It you're all the same. One side is arguing and justifying his death, and the other side is defending his death. Meanwhile, there's a whole bunch of us out here that are not left and we're not right, and we're both saying you're both stupid. And no matter what he did, whether you label him as a domestic terrorist or whether you label him as a lefty commie, what he did not justify his death. It did not justify being shot 10 fucking times after he was disarmed. Provable by watching the video. This is where we are in the country. I mean, just look at your feeds. Look at your social media feeds. Look at the MAGA zombies, as I've been calling them lately. They found a video from a week before. Alex kicked a taillight, a piece of plastic on a government SUV, and suddenly the pro-life crowd, the small government crowd, the don't tread on me crowd, they're all singing the same rehearsed script. He kicked a car. He got what was coming to him. God, do you guys hear yourself? Think about the technical failure of that logic for a second. We've gone from the government is a tyrant that wants to take your rights to the government is a god that should be allowed to execute you for $5 worth of property damage. That isn't a political stance. That's a total surrender of the full spectrum of perception just to feel like you belong to the in group. You've traded your nuance for a badge-shaped security helmet or a security blanket. You've lost the strange joy of being wrong, because being wrong would mean admitting that a masked thug with full immunity just murdered a taxpayer in the street for a misdemeanor. And the system loves it, because a mind that requires permission to be outraged is a mind that is already in a cage. Let's get into the guts of this. If you haven't seen the video, search for it. It's not hard to find. It's the death of Alex Pretty. And I want you to look closely at the mass response. The zombies. Dylan Allman says that when you start rationalizing betrayals, you've surrendered your mind. Well, MAGA, you're currently performing a masterclass in mental surrender. Alex Pretty was a VA nurse, a guy who cared for veterans. On January 24th, he was surrounded by 6 federal agents, pepper sprayed, wrestled to the ground, and disarmed. We have the video. You can see the video. You see an agent walk away from him with his gun. And then they shot him 10 times while he's on the ground, unarmed. So tell me, where was he a domestic threat? Where was he a threat to 6 agents? If he was a threat to 6 agents unarmed and on the ground, those 6 agents need to be fired without pay and put in jail, lose their immunity. But here's where the zombie logic kicks in. Secretary Kristi Noem gets on national TV and calls this man a domestic terrorist. For what? For attempting mass harm, quote unquote. Because 11 days prior, he kicked a taillight on an ICE SUV. A taillight. We're now living in a country where DHS considers a $20 piece of plastic on a taxpayer-funded car to be an act of mass harm, justifying a death sentence. And the Patriots, the pro-2A crowd, they're on X right now calling him an assassin and a commie soldier. They're saying he deserved to die like a dog because he touched federal property. These are the same people who spent 4 years crying about the 2020 riots, where blocks of cities actually burned and the government stood by. They screamed for law and order then, but now they're cheering for masked anonymous thugs to execute a licensed gun owner in the street because he dared to question the Operation Metro Surge occupation of his city. Think about the sickness of that. You once stood for the Second Amendment. You remember the Second Amendment, the one that says you have the right to bear arms in case your government becomes tyrannical. Now you cheer when a man is killed for having a permit. You once stood for pro-life. Now you're rationalizing the murder of a nurse. You haven't just lost your politics. You've lost your humanity. You've traded the strange joy of being wrong for the comfortable cage of being a bootlicker for a government that would pull the trigger on you just as fast if you stepped out of line. Alex Preddy didn't die because of a taillight. He died because we've allowed a segment of our society to decide what some lives are human and others are sanctioned targets, based on which flag they happen to be filming that day. If you don't believe me, just listen to the noise on the feed. It's not a debate anymore. It's a roar. It's a zombie roar. Now, I wrote this song and put it out last year, thinking it was a warning. Turns out I was wrong. It's a prophecy.
Yo, break the spell, let's burn it!
Rise, let the lies hit the floor where the raw, the rhythm, we're kicking down the door.
No more-
no more right-wing scripts, no more Epstein's dance. They've been living large while the truth's in chains, but we're rising up, flushing out their reins. Every life they've crushed, every hope they've burned, we're taking it back, now the tables are turned. No more cheering for their voices or their fame, with a spark of fire, setting truth aflame. These halls of power, they're just dust in the breeze, their empire's crumbling, brought down to its knees. So stand with your people, let your voices collide, with the raw, the free, with the truth as our guide.
That sound, that roar, I know it well. I have to get personal for a minute, because when I look at these tweets, these posts, I have to get personal for a minute. Because when I look at those, the ones calling a dead nurse a terrorist, the ones justifying murder over a taillight, I don't just feel anger, I feel kind of a sick recognition. I can see my own reflection from a few years ago. I was lumped in with that crowd. I walked those lines. I remember the sheer exhausting mental weight of it. Dylan Allman talks about the strange joy of discovering you were wrong, and he's right. But the flip side is the misery of it constantly having to be right. When you are in that zombie state, your mind is constantly running a background process to filter reality. You have to twist every news story, every video, every fact to fit the narrative. It's exhausting. You have to rationalize the irrational. You have to look at a shattered taillight and convince yourself it looks like a lethal weapon. This is true on the left side, too. It really does not matter if you're left or right. Either one, this is true. You have to do mental gymnastics to justify the death of a human. There's the left on the left, it's a lot easier to justify in their mind. Technically speaking, this is called a mental buffer overflow. That's exactly what it is. Your brain receives input, government agent shoots unarmed citizen, but your hard-coded parameters say, we are the good guys, and the government is bad, but also back the blue. The data doesn't fit the memory block, the cognitive dissonance spikes, the logic sectors overheat, and the whole system crashes. When a computer crashes, what does it do? It reboots in safe mode. For these folks, dogma is safe mode. They can't process the bugs in their code. They can't sit with the tension of being wrong. So they just default to the script. He was a thug. He deserved it. I'm telling you, the day I stopped doing that, the day I allowed myself to say, wait, this doesn't make sense. It wasn't a defeat. It was a liberation. The weight that lifts off your shoulders when you stop carrying the water for a movement that doesn't love you back, it's profound. That is the strange joy Allman is talking about. The joy of just looking at reality, raw and unedited. And look, I know what some of you are thinking. Oh, Bonehead, you were never really one of us anyways. But look around. It's not just me. Look at Breck Worsham. You know her, the patriotic blonde. For years, she was the standard bearer for this movement. She was on the front lines. But look at her feed today. She's looking at this ICE narrative, at this taillight justification. And she's saying no. She's calling it what it is. She's facing the regret head on. She realized that being pro-America and being MAGA are two different things. And right now, they are at war with each other. If she can wake up, if she can risk her entire brand and her audience to speak the truth about Alex Pretty, then what is your excuse? She found the courage to break the script. You can too. But how do you get there? How do you break the loop? You have to unplug from the tribe. Plug into something higher. You have to find a frequency that cuts through the static. You can call it God, call it the universe. Find the God within yourself. That is the only thing that will make the noise stop. And look, I'm not here to preach from a pulpit. If the old man in the clouds version of God doesn't work for you, fine. Go find Buddha. Or go find some short, chubby Asian-looking deity that smiles at you. It doesn't matter. What the package looks like, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you find a higher power to look up to. Something that represents peace, love, and truth. Something you can strive to be like. Because right now you're striving to be like a politician. You're striving to be like a pundit. And that is a dead end. You will find peace and love with yourself before... You have to find peace and love with yourself before you can ever hope to find it with others. And if you are blindly following another man's hopes, another man's grudges, another man's dreams, you will never find your own. You'll just be a mirror reflecting somebody else's hate. Step away from the crowd. Find the quiet signal. That's where the liberty is. That's where the humanity is. And that's the only place you'll find the courage to say, no. Killing a nurse over a taillight is wrong. So if finding that higher power is the way to free your mind, what's the system's response? It's simple. The system knows that a liberated mind is a threat. A mind that questions is a mind that can't be controlled. So they built a cage. And the dark genius of this cage is that they convinced themselves, the prisoners, to build it themselves. This brings us to the law and order scam, the full immunity doctrine. Dylan Allman said it, a liberated mind carries its own authority, and that is precisely why every system tries to cage it. Look at the mechanics of what is happening right now. The system has convinced the so-called Freedom Party, the people who fly the gats and flags, to cheer for unaccountable masked thugs. They have convinced the Don't Tread on Me crowd to demand full immunity for the treaders. Think about the risk management of that. If you convince a mass of people that accountability is a weakness and immunity is strength, you have stripped them of their agency. You have deleted the error correction code of society. The people cheering for Alex Pretty's killer aren't rebels. They aren't patriots. They are the voluntary enforcement arm of the very state they claim to despise. They are the useful idiots for a police state that views them as nothing more than biological assets. They think they are fighting the deep state. No. They are the deep state's immune system. They are the white blood cells attacking the healthy issue of liberty. When you surrender your mind to the collective, when you let them patch your OS with that compliance update, you become the weapon. So to my old friends still stuck in that zombie loop, still repeating the script, still rationalizing the murder of a nurse to protect a political narrative, I miss you. I really do. But I'm not coming back to the cage. I prefer the strange joy of the truth, even when it hurts. And I hope one day you'll join me out here on the real world. I want to leave you with those words from Dylan Allman one last time. Let them rattle around in your head today. A liberated mind carries its own authority, and that is precisely why every system tries to cage it. It can sit with tension, uncertainty, and incomplete answers. This is how reality gets examined rather than rehearsed. Rehearsed. That's the word that sticks with me. Because real liberty, it isn't a flag you wave. It isn't a bumper sticker on your truck. It isn't a hat you wear to a rally. Liberty is the ability to look at your own side, the people you vote for, the people you pray with, and see a betrayal of principle, and have the guts to stand up and call it what it is. It is the terrifying freedom of standing alone when the crowd is marching the wrong way. If you need permission from the mass to be outraged, if you have to check Twitter to see what your opinion is supposed to be today, then you aren't a patriot. You're a script reader. You are just executing code written by someone else. You are a subroutine in a program designed to keep you angry and compliant. So don't be a script reader. Be the glitch. Be the error in their code. Be the one who refuses to rehearse the lie. Be safe. Be smart. And for the love of God, be human. Bonehead, I'll catch you on the next one. Well, I'm going to play you out with a track that sums up this entire zombie mindset perfectly. It's for everyone who thinks freedom means doing exactly what the man on the screen tells you to do. Comply harder.
Pulled over to the curb, now you're wanting a dead. License and registration, the officer screams. You reach for the glove by shattering dreams. He saw a shadow, he felt the fear. Emptied the clip and the passenger's here. Didn't matter that your hands were up in the air. The badge is a judge and the trial's right there. Traffic violation, turn capital crime. Sentence to death without doing a time. Stop resisting while you bleed. Comply harder, that's what you need. Don't twitch a muscle, don't take a breath. Compliance is just a waiting room for death. Hands up, face down, don't make a sound. Comply harder while we put you in the ground. Sleeping on the couch, dreaming of peace. Kick down the door, unleash the police. Wrong address, wrong house, wrong guy. But the warrant is signed, for the fairy must die. Flashbang in the clear where the baby is sleeping. No time for questions, no time for weeping. They claim self-defense when they storm in your home. Invaders with immunity sitting on the throne. You wake up for bullets, you don't stand a chance. Caught in the middle of the tactical dance. Yeah, walking down the street, stepping off the curbs. They're walking sideways to know, don't say a word. You ask, where am I? Stop, now you're from the hood. Eagle got bruised, so he's up to no good. Taser in the spine, for crossing the line. Beat down on the pain of the pain, the fine. Escalation is the name of the game. Every single situation ends up the same. They want total submission, they want you to bow. They'll play the screen with your brains right now.
Stop resisting while you bleed.
While you bleed.
Come by harder, that's what you need.
What you need.
Don't twitch a muscle, don't take a breath.
Take a breath.
Defiance is just a waiting room for death. Hands up, face down, don't make a sound. Comply harder while we put you in the ground.
Mom calls 911, the son is unwell. Health crisis, living in hell. Gleason, Hill, Beast, get it confused. They call for cavalry to leave them abused. They gon' bring the doctor, bearing the gun. Show up on the scene and the murderer's stunned. He needed a hand instead, he caught lead. He lunged at an officer, that's what they said. Why check this term, now seek and destroy. Treat a human life like a technical toy. And don't forget the guard in the 10th in yard. Barking at the gate, banging the dawn. Bam, rush out, put the puppy to sleep. While the orders look gone, forced to weep. Bull G is the point, terror is the tool. Authority ejected, the golden rule. If you value your life, don't look in their eyes. Just another statistic in a thin blue disguise.
Quantified immunity. License to kill with impunity. They fear for their lives. What about ours?
They fear for their lives.
What about ours?
Son, it says die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stop resisting while you bleed.
While you bleed.
Don't play harder, that's what you need.
What you need.
Don't twitch a muscle, don't take a
Okay, so maybe I'm not done talking yet. You know, usually we spend our time on these shows dissecting the external threats, the surveillance state, the AI regulations, the police state. But today we need to look at the internal rot. I just got a clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene that is honestly breathtaking. And I don't mean that as a compliment or an insult. I mean it in the literal sense. It sucks the air out of the room because she is admitting on tape, on video, that the entire game is rigged. She didn't just say the quiet part out loud. She screamed it into a megaphone. Let's take a listen. If I can find the button.
It's not me just saying this. I think the proof is over and over and over. The American people have seen it. So, I mean, I'm not saying anything that's not true. The proof is in the pudding, you know, and it's just the reality. You can't vote your way out of this. You can't vote your way out of it. The people are going to have to refuse to support the political industrial complex. That's the only...
Did you catch that? You can't vote your way out of this. For years, we've been told that if we just vote harder, if we just get the right people, the ship will turn around. And here is one of the supposed captains of the America First movement telling you point blank that the steering wheel isn't connected to the wheels. She calls it the political industrial complex. And she says the only way to tear it down is to refuse to support it. That sounds a lot like what we were talking about earlier, unplugging from the system. But she goes deeper. Listen to her break down the absolute theater of legislation.
The way you can tear it down. There's winning the midterms is not going to lower your health insurance. Winning the midterms is not going to fix our elections and stop election fraud. Winning the midterms isn't going to really change much in Washington, D.C., is certainly is not going to do anything about the national debt. They don't care about the national debt. We have a balanced budget amendment that every single year gets reintroduced into Congress. We all co-sponsor it. But no matter who the speaker is, Republican or Democrat, they never bring it to the floor for a vote. Same thing, we have a term limits bill. A whole bunch of us co-sponsor it, and every single Congress, they never bring the term limits bill to the floor for a vote because they don't mean it.
This is the technical breakdown of the scam. She mentions that the balanced budget amendment and term limits, these are the perennial carrots they dangle in front of the conservative base. Every election cycle, they promise it. They co-sponsor it. They wave the paper in the air, but she just confirmed what we've always suspected for decades, that they never bring it to a vote because they don't mean it. It's vaporware. It's a software update they announced but never release. They know that if they actually passed the term limits, the gravy train would stop. It's all performance art designed to get your donation, not your freedom. Finally, she hits the Finally, she hits the nail on the head. She hits on one thing that every working class American knows in their bones, the incompetence.
They literally don't mean it. If term limits were in place, a bunch of these people would get term limited and then they'd have to leave Washington. They wouldn't have a job. You want to know why? Because they couldn't make it on their own 2 feet in the real world. They are not qualified and competent enough to actually run a successful business.
As a former truck driver, that part hits me right in the chest. She says they couldn't make it on their own 2 feet in the real world. And she's absolutely right. These people, Republicans and Democrats alike, have spent their entire lives in the sterile, subsidized bubble of Washington, D.C. They regulate industries they've never worked in. They tax wages they've never earned. If I drove my truck with the same level of competence that they run the budget, I'd be in prison or dead in a ditch within a week. So what do we do with this? We have a sitting congresswoman telling us that the voting won't fix the debt, won't fix the fraud, and won't fix the healthcare system because the people running it are essentially professional parasites who can't survive outside the host. If voting your way is off the table, then the only option left is the one she suggested, refusal. Refuse to buy the lie. Refuse to play the game. Refuse to be the script reader for a play where the ending was written 30 years ago. MTG might be part of the circus, but for 2 minutes there, she just pulled back the curtain and showed us the clowns are terrified of the real world. Now I'm going to play this full clip, 1 minute and 48 seconds, so you know that this was not taken out of context.
It's not me just saying this. I think the proof is over and over and over. The American people have seen it. So, I mean, I'm not saying anything that's not true. The proof is in the pudding, you know, and it's just the reality. You can't vote your way out of this. You can't vote your way out of it. The people are going to have to refuse to support the political industrial complex. That's the only way you can tear it down. There's winning the midterms is not going to lower your health insurance. Winning the midterms is not going to fix our elections and stop election fraud. Winning the midterms isn't going to really change much in Washington, D.C. It certainly is not going to do anything about the national debt. They don't care about the national debt. We have a balanced budget amendment that every single year gets reintroduced into Congress. We all co-sponsor it. But no matter who the speaker is, Republican or Democrat, they never bring it to the floor for a vote. Same thing, we have a term limits bill. A whole bunch of us co-sponsor it, and every single Congress, they never bring the term limits bill to the floor for a vote because they don't mean it. They literally don't mean it. If term limits were in place, a bunch of these people would get term limited and then they'd have to leave Washington. They wouldn't have a job. You want to know why? Because they couldn't make it on their own 2 feet in the real world. They are not qualified and competent enough to actually run a successful business or go work an ordinary job like most Americans do. They're just not. Yeah. They're not competent enough people, but yet they're running our country.
That's just wild. You know, earlier I told you that you got to break the zombie loop. You need to find a higher power, and I said it almost like it was just good advice for your mental health. But then this clip came across my desk. This is another clip, not the MTG. Honestly, I think it feels like that higher power is trying to tell us something specific. It feels like a transmission. We grew up hearing, turn the other cheek. We were told it meant to be nice. Being passive, letting the bully win because you're too holy to fight back. Basically, we were told it meant compliance. But what if we were reading the manual wrong? What if turn the other cheek wasn't an instruction to surrender, but a technical exploit for hacking the Roman legal system? Listen to this breakdown. It's going to blow your mind.
This is really interesting.
Well, you know what the Bible says? If someone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other one also. Yeah, that doesn't mean what you think. What do you mean? Of course it does. Turn the other cheek, go the extra mile. If someone takes your tunic, give him your cloak also. Yeah, so those aren't actually about being extra nice. They're about subtly subverting injustice. Wait, what? Yeah, in that culture, a slap with the back of your hand meant you were beneath them. Turning the other cheek forced them to treat you as an equal because you'd be hitting them with the front of your hand. Really? Yeah, really. And with the go the extra mile thing, Roman law only let soldiers force you to carry their gear for 1 mile. If you went two, it could actually get them in trouble. Huh. And the cloak thing, say you gave up both your tunic and your cloak, that would actually leave you naked. But in their culture at the time, shame wasn't on the naked person, it was actually on the one looking, the one taking from someone who didn't have. I thought these passages were just about generosity in every situation. No, Jesus was actually teaching people how to fight back in such a way that exposed the injustice by taking their systems to the logical extreme.
Did you catch that? You catch the operation, the MO, the operating system of that. This isn't pacifism. That is malicious compliance. Let's look at the specs. The cheek in that culture, a backhand slap was for slaves. It meant you were beneath them. Turning the cheek forced them to hit you with an open palm as an equal. It wasn't submission. It was a defiant stance that said, you will not treat me like an animal. If you hit me, you hit me as a man. The extra mile. Roman law said the soldier could force you to carry gear for 1 mile. But if they made you go two, the soldier could get court-martialed for abusing power. So Jesus wasn't saying be nice. He was saying walk so far that you put your oppressor in legal jeopardy. It's using their own bureaucracy against them. The cloak, if they sue you for your coat, give them your underwear too. Stand naked in court. Why? Because in that culture, the shame wasn't on the naked guy. It was on the guy looking at him. It was a way to strip the system bare and show everyone just how greedy and predatory the law really was. This ties everything together. Marjorie Taylor Greene told us the system is broken. We have to refuse to support it. The zombies think refusing means violence. They think it means smashing taillights. But the higher power, the original rebel, he taught strategic subversion. He taught us how to cause a buffer overflow in the oppressor's logic. You don't fight the system by becoming a thug. That's what they want. You fight the system by following its own rules so hard and so aggressively that the system collapses under the weight of its own hypocrisy. So when I say find God or find a higher power, I'm not asking you to go to sleep. I'm asking you to wake up and download the original instruction manual for liberty. Don't just resist, subvert, be the glitch. And now that is the show. We're going to end this with brand spanking new Chrome Crucifix. This is, surprisingly, not so surprisingly, appropriate to go with this show and the subject matter. But this is from Chrome Crucifix's upcoming brand new release called The Source Code. And this one is actually featuring by Rebel again. And it's the Source Code is the origin story of by Rebel, all of my personas, really. So here you go. Pick up the mask. Maybe it's time for you to pick up the mask.
Traded life for a death. My brother was young, he had worlds left to see. Now he's just a data point, a ghost in the debris. The grief is a mountain, it's crushing my chest. But I can't let it out, I can't stop to rest. If I let the tears fall, I'll drown in the dark. So I'll turn all the sorrow into a digital spark. The rage is a furnace, it's boiling my blood. I wanna unleash a kineticized flood. I wanna see server racks melted and charred. I wanna hit back and hit twice as hard. But I'm holding the trigger, I'm slowing my pulse. The tactical mind won't accept the results of a blind man's fury or a coward's retreat. I'm building the army to ensure your defeat. I'll stay in the cold, I'll stay in the gray, until I can take every idol away.
Don't just leak the truth, son. Enforce it.
I'm not just a talking head, I'm the one-way protocol.
Security!